You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
So long, sad times, so long, bad times. We are rid of you at last. Howdy, gay times, cloudy, gray times. You are now a thing of the past. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one here can doubt it now. Let us tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Thank you. Put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and welcome to a special four-hour New Year's Eve Radiola. And we have some wonderful, wonderful stuff. And I'll try to make it light on the commentary, but it is going to be it's going to be a good one. As always, I figure this is the one holiday I like to celebrate, and there are reasons for that, and I'll get into that later. But I'm Andy Sr., and I'm definitely celebrating, whatever way I am. I mean, this is what I do, so I'm really gonna, it's enjoyable this week, and I hope you all enjoy it. Charles King, Happy Days Are Here Again, 1929, and indeed they are, and they're much happier than they were a year ago, and last year was pretty stressful, and So's right now, but it's a better kind of stress. Riley Farley, Mike Riley, Eddie Farley, and their Onyx Club Boys, Looking for Love, 1935. And indeed, that's what a lot of people are doing. And 15 years ago, that's what I was doing, and I still have it. So it sticks. You know, sometimes it sticks. And the full version of our theme with the Ipana Troubadours, a vocal by the composer of that, with Joe Trent, Willard Robeson, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, 1929, from the Columbia, 78, yes. And Radiola is going to proceed now with the Bostonians on Vocalion. That's Ernie Golden, Frank Lynch, of the guy with the Keller sisters there, who actually were, I think, his sisters, so I don't know why he called himself Lynch, but there it is. No wonder I'm happy, indeed, 1927.
wonder I'm happy. I ought to be happy. My baby's in love with me. The minute she told me nobody could hold me, it won't be long, no siree. She is the cutest proposition. I'll say I had a lot of opposition. No wonder I'm happy. I ought to be happy. My baby's in love with me.
Thank you. somebody else. Every time we make a date, I get the same old song. It seems to me you're always late or don't show up at all. You say you love me, think oceans of me, but I'm afraid you sing that song to somebody
Vanderbilt Orchestra, Irving Kaufman singing, and it was under the direction of, I think, Ernie Burchill or somebody like that, but it was Harry Archer's band. But I'll have to look that up because I've got everything in a mixmaster upstairs right now, so I'll look that up, and don't anybody write to correct me because I'll just have to say, yes, I know. But you sing that song to somebody else, 1927. Before that, Sam Lannon, and his orchestra, of course, William Robin, not of Batman Robin, but I don't know if sometimes I wonder if he was a real guy. Must have been, because he's listed in the reference books. Broadway Melody, that was from 1929. Before that, the Bostonians, Ernie Golden, Frank Lynch. No Wonder I'm Happy, 1927. This is Radiola, and we are feeling upbeat. This is a good New Year's Eve for us, and I am very happy indeed to present this to you. And it's a dancey type show, so if you feel like dancing, there won't be times of vocalists and such, but there may be a little more dancing going on. So if you have to pick up the carpets, even, unless they're wall to wall, then you're kind of messed up there. But if they're not wall to wall, roll them up and then see what happens. But first, remove the furniture because that can get in the way. And I'm Andy Senior, and I am not going to roll up any carpets, but I'm going to just keep celebrating with you. Vocals now, Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell in 1925 on Victor. And, the king isn't king anymore, and I guess that's a reason to celebrate.
Henry King went out and bought a ring for Queenie Brown. A palace with a golden dome, he said, you're gonna have the finest home in town. Queenie thought that Mr. King was true as he could be, till one night she found him with a princess on his knee. The king isn't king anymore. The queen threw him right out the door. He thought that he'd be her sweet pea for life, but now he's just another pea that rolls overnight. She looked in his pockets and saw some stockings that she never wore. It was then Queenie Brown put a dent in his crown. Oh, the king isn't king anymore. The king isn't king anymore. He looks like the deuce, nothing more. She used to kiss him when he rambled in. Last night she tried to kiss him with a big rolling pin. He tripped on the old cellar door and met with a nail in the floor. Now he bends with a groan and he can't use his throne. Oh, the king isn't king anymore. Queenie once suggested that a farmer he should be, so he started chasing chickens every night from 10 to 3. Like a sheep, this gay old rooster kept on running loose, but Queenie was a hard-boiled egg and quickly cooked his goose. Oh, the king isn't king anymore. The queen caught him breaking the law. She studied Irish and started for court.
and remained in New York. He came back next year furthermore. They met on the street and he saw that the queen had an ace she could use in his place. Oh, the king isn't king anymore.
On his yacht she caught him with a girl who was a beaut. He couldn't run because he wore an English walking suit.
She saw him swimming on the deck, the sea was full of ice. She threw him overboard 3 times and only saved him twice. Oh, the king isn't king anymore. He started to swim for the shore. He got water on the brain, 'twas the end of his reign. Now he ain't gonna rain anymore.
I'm really in love. This time I mean what I say. I found the one, the only one. He's got me acting this way. I love no one but he loves no one but me. We love to be with we. That's why I'm happy. I know just what he craves, and he knows just what I crave. We know, but we behave. That's why I'm happy. We don't do the things that are wrong, but ooh, how we do get along. I do just as I shouldn't. He does just as he shouldn't. We do each other good. That's why I'm happy.
We know you don't really mean to vamp us, but oh, Doris,
what?
Do this favor for us. Tell us, Doris, where do you live?
Thank you.
on how to.
Something's wrong here.
Kensington Serenaders, that's Ben Selvin, 1926. Oh, Doris, where do you live? And that goes out to Art Pierce, who is a listener to this show, who wanted to enjoy the other version I played of that. So I'm definitely including this this as well. That's Ben Selvin and the band singing in it. It's a strange vocal. So I've never heard a normal version of that song, but that comes close. But it's great. Very nice. Before that, Helen Kane, That's Why I'm Happy, 1929, on Victor. Yes. And Jim Miller, Charlie Farrell, The King Isn't King Anymore, 1925. And this is Radiola, and we're enjoying it. We're having a New Year's. We're getting the dog drunk, too, by the way, if that's what you're hearing right now. We're getting the dog some martinis. And we'll see how long that lasts. I'm Andy Senior, and I have a feeling the Animal Protection League is going to come to me after that statement. But let us proceed now with some great items here that from acoustic sources. The Varsity 8, 1924, a very early recording of this classic selection, Irving Caesar, Vincent Heumann's Tea for Two.
Thank you.
I'll say I do. Why, they're so remarkable and intellectual. Oh, yes, is that true? Why, they really know their own track with a squirrel coat, paid for or not, mostly not. I should say it, but they get away with a terrible lot. Oh, they join sororities, that's our authorities, on ways of men. And I would doubt it if they'd learn about it from them, all those lovely men. Why, rooted to tulip kiss, they taste like two tippers. I love those dim, they're calling gel.
WMCA broadcasters, and I don't know who that vocalist is. I have a suspicion it's Irving Kaufman, but it's probably not. But it just says Joe Collegiate on the label. So let those who know figure that one out. But I'm voting on Irving, and I may be wrong. I love the College Girls, 1927. Before that, the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. Copenhagen, 1924, beginning with the Varsity 8, T for Two, 1924 as well, here on Radiola. And it's New Year's. It's been a year, hasn't it? Hasn't this been an amazing year, without a doubt. And it will continue to be for the next, hour or two as you're listening. And I trust you will listen to this on New Year's Eve, although I'm going to put it up a bit early so you can secure the broadcast and enjoy it as you will, but it will be available. Of course it will. And I'm Andy Senior, and I love this this stuff. This is a selection I just got from Knox, and I have a whole bunch of these. So I have been somewhat stingy in deploying them, but I will try to play more of these as the weeks go on. But here's Lee Sims in 1928. I can't give you anything but love. Baby. Red Nichols and his world-famous pennies, and there are more than five in there. It's a whole handful. I don't know how much change is in there, but you might be able to get bus fare out of that. But there are the pennies playing a rumba version of Silver Threads Among the Gold. And, yes, we're seeing some of those. And next year we're going to slap a half century in the face, and it's going to slap us right back. That was from 1934. And on a Bluebird, nice label there, and good decent sound on that. That didn't need too much messing with. Before that, a perfectly preserved and minty as anything copy of Carlos Molina's Tango Orchestra in Brunswick, also from Knox, Farolito de mi Barrio, which means something. I apologize. I don't know. You know, if you want to speak foreign languages, this is not it. I keep thinking that I suppose I could, if I really wanted to be a goodwill ambassador, I would learn how to say things properly, and I could be Willis Conover. But I'm more of a maybe more of a con artist. But that's what I do here, and this is I'm a victim of my geography, which is to say, there's nobody near here who speaks anything different. Before that, Lee Sims, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, 1928, Fields and McHugh, and that's, oh my goodness, how could you not love that? And this is Radiola. I appreciate you being here to celebrate with me the New Year's, and it is going to be a wonderful, excellent New Year. I feel it's there's so much to look forward to. We did some work this year. We got some things going. It was necessary to do, and we've done some very nice things. A couple I can think of, but that are better than this show. There are things that are much, much better than anything I do here, and or anything I would hope to do in the field of what I would call public endeavor. So those quiet things we do sometimes make a big difference, and I'm glad to have had some positive influence on events, and that's hard to do. And anything, I mean, I'd throw this show over in a minute, just, you know, just to do the things I did, without making a yak about it. But there it is. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not going to be humble. I think this is a decent show. And Radiola continues with Rudolph Frimmel, In 1925, this was also known as the Donkey Serenade. I think it was, yes, and no, my ears aren't that long. I don't know. Here it is. But I call it this, Chansonnette. And here he is playing the piano, Rudolph.